This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Sorry, we're chatting cars and things that need to get done, and it really cool stuff as far as it goes. Man, yeah. Brenda just stopped the music like boom, didn't he?
Actually, yeah, it got thrown off. I didn't realize we're on the air already.
yep. Yeah, we were just talking about one of our company vehicles that under the 880 emissions warranty. So even we have to fix cars of our own.
Well, we could fix it on our own.
But it's under it's under warranty.
Yeah, it's like
the federal emissions warranty. It has a bad catalytic converter. That happens. So you know, but we were just talking about getting it in because I think the car's got like 77,800 miles.
Yeah.
And the federal emissions warranty on that is 880.
Yeah, so I doubt he'll drive 1,000 miles and.
Let's hope not. Well, it won't be driving anywhere this weekend because it's sitting inside the shop and we're closed right now. So it's safe right now. So all good. Good stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, of course. Give us a shout here on the radio and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. Today, we're kind of talking about belts on your vehicle, but and how important are they? How important are belts on your vehicle?
They're pretty important, you know.
Pretty important if they go flying off.
Yeah, you're not going to go too far.
Yeah. Well, it depends on.
Or your pants will fall down.
Without your belt.
Wrong one.
Wrong belt. Kind of same idea though.
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking like cars that are driven, the water pumps driven by the timing belt or the timing chain or something like that, not a belt, an external belt. Then they won't overheat. But the problem is, usually if you have power steering, hydraulic, you lose that.
Yeah.
You lose the alternator. That's a big problem because now you're running off the battery power, which in a short while, that will be gone, especially with today's cars and the amount of voltage. And you know, everything has to be copacetic, right? And the right voltage and all that for everything to work properly.
Yeah.
So you'll start experiencing drivability concerns and all that. So anyway, but yeah, you know, good stuff is all. This week's been a busy week. Lots of broken cars.
Yes,
very busy. Very busy. Broken cars all over the place. Just cranking along and stuff. You know, we see so many different things with so many different cars. You know, I was speaking to a client this week about his vehicle. And most things with cars, late model cars, you know, you get, if you get a concern with a car, you get it in, get it diagnosed. A lot of it's 1 point stuff. But we do see cars that come in, and usually it's because sometimes people have ignored some of the things that were going on
with
it.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when you were saying that.
Yeah. So just interesting as far as that goes. You know, a gentleman, he was a little upset. His car had come in. It had a check engine light and had a power loss problem and had a, you know, code for a certain thing, went through, diagnosed that. Well, come to find out what had caused that check engine light and caused the failure of the component was something else. But we don't know that until we get to point. Now the car was having misfires, which caused the catalytic converter to fail, right? But the catalytic converter had failed and was plugged in. The check engine light was on for that test. It's bad. We need to replace it. Then come to find out that there's coils that are failing on the car, which probably in the long run started quite a while ago is my point. You continue to operate the vehicle. It's a minor nuisance. Well, that minor nuisance created a larger nuisance, yeah. Right? And the big and the problem that in the and I always call it in the end that makes a car undrivable, right? So yeah. You get to the point the car's not driving hardly at all. Okay, now you got to do something, right? Yeah. So that was so one thing caused the other, but truly from lack of care by the operator of the vehicle.
Yes.
What it came down to, you know, you just keep driving. Yeah, when you feel something, you should say something.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we see a lot too with smogs, because people, they drive with their check engine light for sometimes a year.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, my check engine light's on, I need to smog my car. But they've been driving a year, so all they see is the light. But what we see is all these other codes.
When you plug it in, there's 700 codes that come out of the thing, and you're like, oh, goody.
Yeah, and sometimes they're... Not everybody's completely honest. Hey, when did your check engine light come on? A month ago. And then you're looking at it, you're like, this can't be.
Well, and
all the systems failed.
We call that hope, though. So when you lie to your auto to your auto repair facility about when your car broke, that's hope. You're like hoping, like, if I say it's less time, then it won't be as expensive. Just remember that cars, when they break, it is what it is.
Yeah.
The timeline doesn't really matter to us.
That reminds me of a doctor's office. Whenever they go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad's your pain? And I always go higher. It's a 10. It's a 10. So you got to keep me, okay?
Are you a hypochondriac?
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Like, what happened? I have a paper cut.
Would your wife say you're a hypochondriac?
Do I look pale? Do I look pale because of this paper cut? I swear, a lot of blood.
Yeah.
I think I'm bleeding to death over here. I'm dying. Yeah. So kind of the same idea, except for folks in the automotive field think that, like, if they say it's just happened or less things are happening or leave things out, that it'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way. It usually gets more expensive because now we're trying to figure out what the heck is going on with this car.
Yeah, really. And if you're just honest in the beginning, you're like, oh, okay, then you could go.
It's so much easier. It's like, more, yeah. Like, look, I got a check engine light a year ago. Car seemed to drive fine. I just kept driving it.
Yeah.
Okay. We can work with that.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's figure out why we got a check engine light. So in a lot of those cases, like Paul was talking about, and you have 700 codes, right?
Yeah.
We have to clear all the codes out, and we got to start from square one because we want to find out what is actually causing all these issues. Because one system down with something can, over a long period of time, cause all kinds of other codes to set because they share information now. Everything is multiplexed together, right? It's like having a network inside your car. Like if you have a network in your office where the computers can talk to each other, same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then if the car's running rich, I can't properly test the cat until it's, you know, back at operating temperature. You know, there's just a number of things that
I
need to get this system on board to test this thing properly.
Well, and a lot, correct. And a lot of times, if you have misfire issues, things like that, fuel control issues, like you're saying, running rich or whatever, cat monitor never runs in that whole time that all that's going on because the car will never tell it to run because this over here is already a problem and it's going, well, I can't really monitor that properly if I can't. So now we've been running a car rich or we've been driving a car with a misfire issue. Finally, something happens. All right. Monitors are, so you get that problem fixed. All right. Hey, misfire's fixed. Car's driving pretty well. Now you have a cat efficiency code that pops up. Why? Because the cat has been bombarded with fuel for a long period of time. Now it's actually bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So my thing to that is if your car's not driving well, just don't keep driving it that way. It will only get more expensive.
Yeah.
It doesn't get cheaper.
No, it doesn't, unfortunately. It
never gets cheaper. So more stuff is going to break and that's the way it's going to go. So that's what we always talk about with stuff. All right, let's grab Alan real quick. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? Happy Father's Day, you guys.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. I'm doing amazing. Thanks for asking. What you got going on with your Thunderbird?
Okay, 2003 Ford Thunderbird, 75,000 miles on it approximately, just plus or minus a couple hundred.
It's barely broke in.
It barely broke in. Yeah. Well, looking online, there's some of these cars out there with like real low miles on them.
Yeah.
Lower than mine.
Yeah.
So anyhow, with that said, it has a fuel odor after I park it.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it is a pressure issue. There's no fuel that is dripping or anything to that effect. I'm thinking that once the fuel pressure is released, or when the fuel pump is no longer putting pressure against all the components, it creates it seeps odor. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And what I would imagine, if I mean, I've seen some of these cars do this, like we might have a fuel rail O-ring that's seeping a very little bit. You won't see anything dripping because when you turn the car off, it's hot. It's evaporating as it comes out there on the manifold. But mm-hmm. you will smell it until you're right. The line pressure drops off and that O-ring's not seeping anymore at that point, and then the smell goes mm-hmm. away. So we probably got a very minor O-ring leak up at the pressure manifold that supplies the fuel to all the injectors or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So we've seen that before.
Is there an easy way to isolate which one of the eight?
Yeah, we just got to take a look at it and figure out, you know, basically where it's at. Usually you could do it while it's running, you know, and sometimes you have to run, get in there and try to run your finger around where each of the O-rings are and see. You'll actually pick up a little bit of fuel on you as far as that goes. Or right. Sometimes we kind of use a little hose and snake it down in there and do a little sniff test as far as that goes till we can figure out exactly where it's leaking.
Yeah, sometimes even a borescope helps.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just depends on what it is, yeah. Because, I mean, you could even have the body of an injector leaking a little
That's
bit.
That's what I was thinking.
We've seen that, too.
Seal, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as far as that goes.
Okay. But, well, those are easy. Those are not... For me, they're not that hard, difficult to deal with.
Gotcha.
I mean, I've had this similar motor. I had a LS that I, not an LS, Grand Marquis that had replaced the intake manifold on. So.
Oh, yeah, plastic not, intake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thermostat wonderful. Housing.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 exactly.
You know all about those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. So anyhow, okay, so I'm going the right direction, it sounds like, is after... It's within or after the fuel rail or after fuel rail.
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere up there around the intake, I'm sure. I presume that's it. First off, you need that, but I doubt you're getting it from the tank or the fuel lines or the pump that's in the tank or any of that. It's probably up around the engine.
You probably said an evap code.
It's throwing no codes.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be up around the fuel rail somewhere in that area. High pressure line that comes to the fuel rail, something like that. Injectors. Injector O-ring, someplace up there.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you for your insight.
No problem. Keep us appraised. If you do that yourself and you find it, give us a call back and let us know what you found.
Okay, will do. Thank you, sir.
You
Have
got
a
it.
Day.
You too, Alan. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening.
You too. God bless.
God bless. Bye. We see that happen sometimes, huh? That's a great question, though.
That's a good one.
As far as things go. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break. Hey, Bodie, hang tight. We'll get you as soon as I roll back. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM here in San Diego. Be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Yep, here I am. Can you hear me now, Paul?
I can hear you. Oh, wait, now I can hear it. It's working.
Oh, Brendan fixed something. He was messing with you.
Clap on. Clap off.
Magic.
Good stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, man, in Southern California.
It's going to be a hot one today. Did you see the temperature?
What is it supposed to be? I didn't even look.
It says 88, but I feel like it's going to be 93 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, and then
88 at the coast?
Yeah.
Shoot, it'll be 100 in Escondido and El Cajon. It will.
Yeah, but then it cools down during the weekday, and the next weekend it's back to the same temperatures again. So.
Well, it's one night this week. I think it was, Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday night. Yeah, I went to the Podgrain game Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. It was cold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I took my sweatshirt with me. Seriously, I was like, I'm glad I brought my sweatshirt with me. It was chilly.
They were playing against the A's, is that right?
Yeah, they got
Was that the walk-off home run?
Ninth inning walk-off home run.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next day, they did another one on top of that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, there was two walk-off home runs.
I don't watch Padres much. I was invited to go to the game, yeah, and a bunch of us went.
So, they
win when I go. And since I never go, that's why they never win. I'm just kidding.
I need you during the playoffs, please go to the games.
Well, it's funny because my good friend Callie, she was like married, well, to her, she has two kids with a, she was married to a Padre, actually. He was a pitcher, so she knows baseball stats like nobody, you know. Callie's funny as heck. She's older, and she knows all about baseball and everything. I mean, more than I ever want to know about baseball, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't really follow that much, but it is fun going to games here.
It is. But the thing is that what I noticed with them this year, the Padres, is they win against the really hard teams, and then they lose against the loser teams.
Agreed.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me.
You're
either good all the time or you're not.
The Athletics, we did what we were supposed to do, even though we shouldn't have really walked it off. We should actually, you know, just obliterate that game. And now here we are against the Mets, who are one of the worst teams. And
we're losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got nothing else to say about that. All right, folks, I do want to remind you while we're here that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for well over 10 years now in the East County. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for, 7 years or something like that. For a while now, we'll say. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved, STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for over 5 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there, taking care of folks for well over a year now as we go. Used to be Oceanside Transmission, now it's West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission. And happy to add that location into the West Automotive Group. We got 5-point stars going.
Nice.
Corners of the earth. Anyway, all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Get your vehicle in and we'll get you taken care of. Ask one of the managers or service consultants that work for us about getting your 6 month no interest card, and they'll get you helped out for sure. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, noise diagnosis, whatever kind of thing you need diagnosed. The best money ever spent, as I always say, is on a qualified technician at a quality facility. Get your vehicle diagnosed right the first time and saves you a lot of money in the long run. And as we were talking earlier, get your vehicle in as soon as there is a problem, and yes, it saves you a lot of money in the long run. So give us a call. Don't wait. Don't think you're going to save money. It doesn't work that way, and we'll get you all taken care of for sure. Getting your vehicle diagnosed quality by a qualified technician eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with the fact that we do have shuttles that we give free rides to or from work or home. We'll drop you off and pick you back up when your car's ready. Also have deals with low-cost rental companies nearby if we can help you out with that if you need a rental. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we send out little tips and tweets and all cool things. Some of it on X and Twitter. X-Twitter. Used to be Twitter. X-Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments there, see all about us, etc. You can also check out the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. And Auto Talk Radio right there. You can go to the Auto Talk Radio page. So it's all right there, westautomotivegroup.com. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Well, one last thing, if you want to pick the podcasts up on the go, you can do them from Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, radio.com, and TuneIn. They're all there. Just go to the Answer San Diego 1170 weekend shows and you'll find our podcast. Then you can hear Paul talk where he can hear himself. So it's all good. So good stuff. But this morning, 1-888-344-1170 is the number. Give us a call. What's up, Bodie? Are you there? Are you awake?
Yeah, what's up? Is it, you know, the old joke is zipper swags and airplanes.
Zipper swags.
What's a swag?
What's a swag?
Yeah. So, you know, that one commercial said you save time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you save time, where do you put it?
In your back pocket.
In your back pocket.
I don't know. Good answer. That's a good question. And I just kind of made that up. So, but
well, yeah, I know. Well, you know, there are in language they call them idioms. They're expressions that people use mindlessly. Everybody nods their head, say, "Yeah, I'm going to save time. I'm going to drive down to blah blah blah." Okay, and no one questions it except people like us. You know,
yeah, yeah. So. Where are you saving it to?
Yeah, right. Well, I got this special little box I keep it in. I spoke to your guy yesterday, Johnny.
Oh, up in Oceanside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That man is sharp.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's running our Oceanside store. Yeah. He's the manager up there. He's really.
I had a conversation with him, and it's hard not to be snooty. I'm hard to impress. He impressed me.
Good. I will let him know. He might even be listening. Yeah. So.
Oh, no. Well, I compliment him, of course. So. 1999 CRV Honda, the cable release for the hood.
Uh-huh.
I found one somewhere. Now, my guess is that's probably, no company's going to make that aftermarket. So if I find one somewhere in a parts house, that's going to be a factory part, right?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a lot of those cars out there and a lot of those hood release cables have broken. So that means Dorman probably makes one aftermarket.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't know if you wanted me to say the brand.
Yeah, it's probably. So it could be a Dorman, which is okay. I mean, it's a hood release cable. So that's not something that I would be too.
I wouldn't use a Dorman hub bearing. But,
no. You know. Yeah, exactly. it's not a moving part so much as all the time, you know, something that's critical. And cables, they're pretty easy to make. So it could be aftermarket. It's a possibility.
Okay. And then the next thing is I called Honda, the Honda dealer. They wanted $50 per PVC valve. Is that the right word?
PCV valve.
Yeah.
That's a lot for that car.
Yeah.
What year is it again?
1999.
Yeah. So here's my thing on PCV valves. Dealer valves are, I mean, to buy them, you don't necessarily have to buy them from Honda, but you can find them OEM, which is what you want to do. And I'll tell you why. Although there are some after that year, you could probably go aftermarket.
Yeah, but that's just that Elba one. I'm pretty sure
it doesn't come with anything on it.
I'm pretty sure that one's just the 90 one.
But it wouldn't surprise me if one from a Honda dealer is $50.
Well, they probably don't make it anymore, so that I forgot what that's called when they have a certain amount of stock on something. They jack the prices up.
Vintage stock.
Yeah, vintage
stock. Yeah. So if they, correct. If they don't make that anymore and they only have so much stock in the country, then they will sometimes jack the price up. So, The thing about PCV valves, especially on a lot of different cars, I saw this happen on like a 98 Mustang that you put aftermarket. They're not calibrated exactly the same. They can cause issues sometimes, such as lean conditions or things like that. Like, and when you I say calibrated, it's got a spring in it, but it's got to be exact, right? It's got to work properly.
That's true.
If it doesn't work
it's
properly,
it's
got to
match the vacuum of the I always just thought, oh, it's just a check valve. But
it is a check valve, it's a check valve that's
calibrated that car.
Well, especially when you're running vehicles with mass airflow sensors and all those different kinds of things that needs to leak vacuum properly. It's kind of a it does leak vacuum is what it does. It's a check valve that leaks vacuum and is calibrated to do it at a certain amount.
Yeah, and the newer cars, I get it, because the oil separator with PCV, you know, the vent valves. Fail,
yeah.
Those you gotta stick with OE. Because but with those, you put an aftermarket one, car be sucking oil down the intake, and
exactly,
it's a whole another issue.
We've seen a lot of nightmares.
Oh yeah,
like that. So you are right. You need to be very careful. But I guarantee you that available out there is an OEM one that you don't have to go exactly through the Honda dealer. Should be able to find.
I just thought 99 is pretty simple engine. I didn't think it'd be that important, but I don't know.
Just depends. So.
And it's important to replace when necessary, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because those do, the spring wears out and they get sludged up with oil and they do wear out. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then second question is, coils in that car, is that something that's separate and can be tested and replaced?
I believe that engine has the coil in the distributor. It has a distributor, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the cars today don't have a distributor, so.
Yeah, 99, I can't remember. I can't picture
it. I believe
it
has a distributor, and it's that bigger distributor, and it's got the coil module and everything is inside the distributor.
And the crank sensor, too, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's inside that. Didn't you just replace the distributor on that?
No.
Okay, I was thinking of something else.
Those are hard to get.
Well, yeah.
And they also leak oil into them all the time.
Yeah, and all they have is aftermarket ones in there.
That one leaks oil.
Not good.
Should I replace components or the whole distributor?
Well, is it leaking oil inside the distributor?
Outside, as far as,
Well,
outside.
That's just an O-ring where the distributor goes into the side of the head if it's leaking externally. What I was talking about, those have a seal internally and they tend to leak oil into where the distributor cap is and the coil and all that. And when that happens, you need to replace the whole distributor.
Yeah, you take the cap off and there's oil in there.
If you take the cap off and there's oil in there, it's leaking internally.
I remember up in L.A., a friend of mine was working in a company. And next door, there was a company, and all they sold was O-rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there one day and I said, hey, you know, I'm a curious guy. I said, what do you guys do here? And he goes, we sell O-rings. And the guy had thousands of them. You give him the dimensions, and he would go back in his warehouse and bring you an O-ring.
You know, a funny.
How would that company make money? O-rings are like so cheap.
But do you know how many different kinds of O-rings there are?
Oh yeah, no, I know. I mean, just the AC O-ring kit.
Have you ever seen that cat set of O-rings that I have? That so years ago when I was in my 20s. That was a long time ago, Bodie. What are you laughing about? Like 30 years ago.
I'm almost 80, young guy.
I know, but I'm still saying, so years ago, a friend of mine's, a girl that I knew's father had passed away and he had been a heavy equipment technician. I bought a bunch of his tools from him, her. She was selling them all. But then also she gave me this whole cabinet full of these, some of these Caterpillar O-rings you could wear as a belt. Like they're humongous, like hub O-rings, and they're yellow. And so which gives you an idea that like those are not cheap O-rings. If you wanted to buy one of those O-rings, it's like 50 bucks per O-ring or whatever. So my point is like, I don't know. How much can you make on O-rings?
That's true. That is true. I'm thinking like automotive. Listen, dude, and something.
For all my life, I've been trying to figure out when I was a young guy in my 20s, there was a burrito shop across the street and they sold all their burritos for like $2.29 or something like that, and I was always wondered like how many burritos do you have to sell a day to make this effective. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
I just picture automotive O-rings, and I'm like, really? Like, all right, here's your 50-cent O-ring. You know, like
all good. Anyway, you were telling a story about the O-ring guy, and we got off track.
Yeah. So a friend of mine is. A former Marine Corps guy, his computer shop is in the back of electronics parts store.
Okay.
And this guy, he's been in business for like 60 years. You talk about capacitors and transistors and O-rings and
old school
modulators.
Stuff. Yeah.
yeah, this is all old school stuff. And the guy, I said, Bob, I said, how do you keep track of this? He points to the computer. And I said, you know where most of this is? He goes, yeah, well, I've been here for 60 years. And what I can't believe, hard to believe, is all these old components is, and how much things have changed with, you know, Steve Jobs and the computer and, you know, chips. You know, I mean, in the old days you had transistors and capacitors. Mm. And now that, you know, as you know from the automotive business, is if you don't have a scanner and a technician that's, you know, literally PhD trained, mm-hmm. your car's not getting fixed.
Yeah, well, we see a lot of them that get misdiagnosed, the parts thrown at them a lot, yeah. that come in, yeah, from other places. So I agree with you on that for sure.
Yeah, talking about old electronics, there's a cool store in El Cajon. It's right in between Bath Fitters and uh-huh. our El Cajon store. Uh-huh. It's a green building. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
They have all those cool old school electronics and everything.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You've sent me over there before to find like weird.
Do you remember the name of it?
I can't think of the name at the moment. He's a listener too, because I've been in there before. Gotcha. But I just like going in there because they have so many old school looking radios.
He fixes
and
up stuff like that too.
Yeah, and it's like probably stuff from the 50s. It just looks really cool.
Yeah,
half the stuff I don't know what it is, but it's cool.
Old school stuff. Yeah. Sure. No, I was going to say also, I a gentleman that when I went to San Diego City College and did all my automotive stuff there back when I was in the Navy in the beginning, and the gentleman that taught all the classes, actually, he's the one that I took over the first shop from in Escondido when I started this whole West Automotive Group. It was West Escondido. That was August of 1993, back in the good old days. Paul wasn't even born, I don't think.
What year?
1993.
I was there. I was 13.
You were 13?
Yeah. I wasn't working on cars yet.
He was 13.
I don't know if this is any consolation. That was before I was born.
So. I know. I know it was before somebody here was born. Anyway, all in all, got me started in business. But the thing I wanted to say about this guy, like your electronics friend, so like he moved all his stuff out of the building when I took over and all that stuff and into a warehouse. He had like trails, and this guy had stuff for old Dynaflows, and most people won't know what this is, but 1950s trannies, things like that, all these. But the thing was, he knew where everything was.
Yep.
Whole warehouse. Yep. Like, so I need this bearing for this Dynaflow. He'd be like, oh, wait, I got three of those. And then he'd go off and he'd down the trail, up the stairs, get a ladder, and he'd be like, here you go.
That's like that vendor that we have for the old smog stuff.
Oh yeah, Help Smog Parts.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I'll be like, I have a 93, and I need.
And he's like, oh, modulator. I have that solenoid.
He's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got that. Hold on. And I'm like, I just picture like, how do you know where all that stuff?
Well,
is?
Hopefully it's computerized now. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And yes. So anyway. I don't know if my friend is still around or not, but the thing I imagined about that was when it was his time or is his time to go, his kids are going to have to deal with that, and I don't know how they're going to do that. I mean, I'm telling you, this warehouse is packed to the gills. It's full of transmission, old transmission stuff.
The young people just trash it.
Probably. I don't know what, I mean, I guess you could try. He was selling a lot of stuff, you know, people would come and buy, but I mean, it's just onesie twosies here and there and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I know that, I think the property's still there that where he moved everything to and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. I used to send folks over there every time they call me looking for something old. I'd be like, here, call this number.
Oh yeah. I found the store. It's called Murphy's.
Murphy's?
Yeah. They just have cool stuff in there.
In El Cajon.
Yeah, in El Cajon.
Very cool.
It's like old school.
Very cool.
Radios and stuff.
All right, Brody, we're going to have to take our break here real quick, or Brendan's going to be pounding on the window like a monkey.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Always great to talk to you, my friend. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Happy Father's Day, and be good, man.
Ciao.
All right, folks. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. I know we're talking about everything, but cool stuff, too. But you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these short messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. As we're having fun and doing fun stuff here, 1-888-344-1170 is the number. Give us a shout and we'll talk to you about anything automotive related you want to. So, good stuff. You over there, Paul? Doing your thing?
Yep, I'm here.
You still? Still here? Good stuff. Anyway.
What are you doing over there?
I was just looking a couple things up real quick.
Oh, yeah?
That I want to familiarize myself with.
Ah,
yeah,
got it.
So good stuff, good stuff. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, and I mean they have a battery for everything. Like I said, I'm sure you've heard me say I bought our server backup batteries are from Interstate, you know, all those great things. So they have a battery for everything.
Yeah, batteries are getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger in size or?
Like the AGM. There was a...
Oh, the glass
2000...
mats.
18 Fusion?
Mm-hmm.
The rating was 780 cold crank
units. Jeez.
That's a lot.
Twist the motor over and throw it out of the
diesel.
Hood.
I'm like, I thought it wasn't right. He said the battery failed the load test. And I was looking, because we have that digital one now.
Yeah.
And you put it in the digital inspection. I'm looking at it. It said failed load test. But I'm like, rating 780? That can't be right. And I went and looked and it was.
780. Yeah. Yep. Well, if you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. You are right, though, as far as they're getting stronger, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was the AGM. I know there's a lot of electronics.
Those things are heavy, too, aren't they? Yeah. Glass mats. Yeah.
I was surprised. I'm like, geez, that's a lot of... cold cranking amps.
We have a couple different kinds of batteries these days, too.
Yeah.
So, as far as that goes, it's not just a simple lead acid anymore, is
no,
it?
No, yeah. A lot more and more AGM, for sure.
Yep. They don't have any liquid in them? I don't know. We have to get the Interstate guys back in here.
Oh,
talk about that.
Oh, did they come?
They did before
oh, yeah.
I once.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. That's
yeah.
good.
A couple,
cool.
Time, yeah. a couple times, actually, yeah. I had them, yeah. So... they know lots about the internals of batteries.
Yeah.
Lots more than I know.
Yeah. I know when they go bad, then
I know there's
the
gel cells, there's the glass mat, there's the lead acid battery.
Yeah. And I know a lot of, well, not a lot, but some of the AMGs, they have that, the lithium one.
Oh yeah.
It's light.
Yeah. Those are, yeah. Those are more like your hybrid battery kind of design though. Too.
Yeah.
But they're used as the starter battery.
Yeah. S63 AMG has it.
Oh, really?
Newer ones, yeah. It's just a lithium battery.
How much do you think that one is?
I think it was like $800. If I remember right, it was not cheap.
All in all, watching things with batteries or some other things that cars have had for forever, I see this stuff and I go, "Whoa!" You know, I mean, but the price is way up on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
And I think that for that one, it probably shouldn't have failed, but it was during COVID, and the car sat for like over a year. And then it needed a special lithium battery.
I had a friend that she had called. This was over a year ago, but she had her son had been working on her car, and he was at wit's end. He'd put a starter on it. It was a Jetta or something, like it was a Volkswagen. And then he thought the starter afterwards had failed in that. And I was like, I don't know. So she finally, she's like, he don't know what to do at this point. So I was like, you know what? I'll come by and I'll check it out for you. So I did. And I was like, it's a battery. She's all, oh my gosh. I said, well, but this happens to people if you're not used to diagnosing cars and that, what's, you know. So I said, well, let's just go get your battery and then you'll be all fixed up, you know.
Yeah.
So we drove down to get a battery, went to some place like, it was an O'Reilly's or something like that. I don't know. What is an auto parts store close by her, you know? Because it wasn't close by the shop. and it was at nighttime. I was surprised at the cost of the battery.
Oh yeah.
And I'm in this business.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are way more than like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, for it was a normal lead acid battery, and it was like $260, and I was like, for a battery.
Yeah.
That same battery through us is like, though, now 180 or not 190 or something.
Yeah, you know, it's weird and they're like this no-name one. They're super expensive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So versus like an Interstate. But still, batteries are up. I remember when you'd go buy you could buy an off-brand cheap battery for like $59.95, remember? You know, like you go to see Manny Moe and Jack, and you can get a junk. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's what they sell there, those kind of stuff. But those aren't cheap anymore either. That's the point that I was getting to.
Yeah, I wonder, since they're available.
I think it's all the materials in them now that have just pushed the price way up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there was a girl that called in. She had her car towed in. She had a Buick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I need to bring my car in. Somebody tried to jumpstart my car, and the jumper cables are smoking. And I'm like, uh-oh.
That's never good.
Yeah. It's like, okay. And so... I sent a tow truck driver that we use, and he came up there, and he's like, oh, well, now the car cranks, no start. But he's like, the people that were there that was trying to help her, and they had it crossed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Reverse polarity, we call that.
Yeah, but she got
lucky.
Things
are smoking.
She got lucky. We just need a battery. It did set a code in the PCM, but we were able to clear it, and it was okay. It started all right.
Well, then cleared it all out, and it worked right.
Yeah, it was okay. I thought for sure it was going to be torched because it was a newer Buick. I thought for sure it was going to be a little smoky.
Interesting, for sure. Interesting. Well, you know, she is one lucky person.
Yeah.
Because
I told her that. I'm like, you are very lucky.
Yeah, that's seriously lucky because that could have gone really wrong. We've seen cars come in and there's thousands of dollars worth of damage from reverse polarity.
Yeah, like a European car. Sometimes it's three modules and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That we call that letting the smoke out of the box, and that's terrible idea.
That's actually what Troy said.
Yeah. So that's somebody trying to help you out, jumpstart your car, reverse polarity. Well, you tell a story. What was the kid with the M3 that he had or something, a brand new M3? And he was going to help jumpstart somebody?
Oh, yeah. I was out, and I think it was like
when he had a parking lot or something.
Somewhere, and I saw somebody asking for help, and the kid's, oh, he's bringing it over there. I'm like, do not jumpstart that car with that car. And I'm like, I know you're trying to help, but your car, you have a huge chance of your car not starting after you're trying to help this guy. And he's like, oh, okay, thank you.
Dude, like, find somebody with a pickup truck or something.
Yeah, something more of a basic system, not that car.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The electronics on that car are very sensitive. So that can be a problem. Yeah, when these cars today, jump starting, you reverse polarize something, and when you're a car, when you're jump starting electronics on them, I mean, you can do a lot of damage. She got lucky, but I mean, you can do a lot of damage to a car. If I was to do it, knowing what I know, I'd smoke everything on a car for sure. You know what I'm saying? If I was just like, well, I'm just going to try this. I know it's wrong, but it'd be like, boom. Yeah. All right. Smoke came out of every box. Great. So the point to that is just be very careful, and whoever's helping you, something like that. And I'll tell you what, you're almost better off if you're having that issue. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, if the car's not starting, something's wrong.
Yeah. Years ago, there was a car I got towed in. It was an old Eurovan or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the mechanic's trying to figure out what's going on. And I walk over and I put my shoulders down, like on the fender, and it was hot.
Your elbows?
I was like, whoa. Yeah. And I guess the customer installed the battery backwards, and it was just like loading the. It was crazy. The fender was hot.
You might want to unplug that battery right now. Take one of the terminals off now.
Like, whoa.
So he put the back. I've seen that before.
Yeah, and there's other things attached.
We had a
to
Camry
it,
so. Once that came in. It had every main fuse smoke checked in it, and you look down, you're like, the battery's in backwards.
Oh, jeez.
Oops. That is a Kearney Mesa.
Oh, happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there working. I never forget. So Yeah, be careful with that. The other great one that I have is somebody that's replaced a battery. I've towed in and like, we put a new battery in it, just nothing, it won't start. And you look in the little plastic caps that come on, the black and red caps that come on a battery and buy new. They put the terminals on over the top of it. Well, those are great insulators. It doesn't work that way. So, it never will. So one of those things for sure. Installing things properly is very important, and with the right to polarity. There you go. There's that word. So anyway, all right, today, so 1-888-344-1170. Talked to a couple of you this morning. Looks like we're probably going to wind it down here, but how important are belts on your vehicle, Paul?
They're important.
Super
important.
Especially
if it's a timing belt.
Those are really important.
Those are important.
Yeah. We did have a discussion about that. A lot of cars have gone back away from timing belts now. Now we're doing chains.
Yeah, we're doing chains.
Somebody emailed me about their timing chain and what they should do about it. And I said, we do nothing about them. I said, all you do is keep the oil changed on the car good. And the chain will last a long time. Yes. We start hearing rattles or issues with tensioners, then we have to deal with it. But it's not like a belt.
Yep.
We don't just arbitrarily replace it at a time or mileage like a belt does. So if you do have a timing belt, there's a manufacturer's time and mileage, and you need to stick to that and make sure the belt is replaced. A broken timing belt will make for a nightmare, especially on today's cars. Most of them have what we call interference motors. So when the belt breaks going down the freeway, the little valvey hits the little piston, and it goes dink and kicks sideways, and now you got to take the whole motor apart. And if you're lucky, it didn't put a hole in the piston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it did, now we need a motor. So not good, right?
No.
Just got expensive.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people when cars overheat. And every mile you drive, you might as well call it $1,000 if you keep going.
Oh, yeah.
If it's in the red?
Oh, if it's in the red.
You should stop. No. Stop now.
I mean, get to a safe spot.
Well, yeah. Don't stop in the middle of the freeway. Don't do that. But I mean, get off the shoulder. Get off the off ramp as soon as you can and shut the vehicle down.
Yeah.
Because the longer that thing runs, the more expensive it gets every time. There's no question about it. So we want to be very careful about that. When it just comes to belts should be inspected regularly. On older vehicles, there was a different belt to drive almost every accessory. As a matter of fact, they were all called V-belts. Yeah, we don't see cars with those at all anymore. Nobody
That's
runs.
Like the cog belt?
No, the V-belt, the one that was a skinny V-belt.
I was thinking the one with the notches.
Little guys, yeah.
That's old school, too.
With the notches.
Yeah, it's like the ribs are really big on the old like Mercedes ones. No.
Okay.
I'll show you a picture.
I'll show me a picture. I might have a picture here. I have pictures of all. Actually, all the pictures I have here are of serpentine belts, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, are you talking about those?
I'm talking about the really old ones. They have little square.
But are they wide serpent, like a serpentine belt too?
Yeah, but they like kind of like latch cogged onto the wheel. Kind of. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Well, no. So in the old days, we had V-belts or V-groove, like 70s cars, 80s cars, a lot of V-belts like that. We don't really have those anymore. We've switched everything to a serpentine belt pretty much.
Yeah.
And a lot of cars only have one big serpentine belt that runs everything, right?
Yeah.
So if you lose that belt, you lose all the accessories for sure. You might even lose the cooling of the car if it's water pumps run by that belt.
Yeah, and they don't really crack anymore. Like, the old days you'd recommend it because it's cracked. Now you got to measure it with that tool.
Yeah. So that,
and that gets missed a lot.
Yeah.
I noticed.
What happens is, as you were saying, there's rubber transfer and the grooves get deeper on these.
Yeah.
And when they get so deep, they don't grip as well and the belt's worn out.
Yeah.
You are right. These belts often will last, up to 90,000 miles or so.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So no question about it. So there's a lot of different ways they can wear also, they have names for it, like abrasion where stuff gets in it, like sand, you're operating a sandy area. I just spilled my coffee. That was good. Thanks, Brendan. That's your fault.
Oh, yeah, I scared him with the warning.
It's all his
fault. 90-second warning. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, all in all, there is a lot of different things that can happen to belts. So just wanted to bring that in. The best thing I could tell you is that we inspect belts regularly. So it's good to get your vehicle inspected regularly. The belts will get inspected and replaced when they need to be. That'll keep you from breaking down alongside the road. Most belts should be replaced about every 60,000 miles or 5 years. That is a V belt. Yes. Those oh, little
even,
cogs.
Even with those little yeah, things those little still
cogs,
a V-belt?
There wasn't holes for the cogs. They're just built that way. It's just a V-groove belt.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. But good job.
I'm
glad you're being observant.
I'm trying.
Trying. We don't see well, those anymore.
That was 1980. I was not. I know. No, I was 1 year old.
I was 1 year old.
I was on my jungle gym.
Swinging on the jungle gym belt. So it's all good. But yes. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Brendan's going to kick us off here. Thanks for joining, everybody. San Diego and everybody else out there. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Have an amazing Father's Day. Get out and do something fun with your hoopty or your 10 Lizzie, as Brendan calls it.
Yeah, car show in Oceanside to help veterans.
There so you go. Let's go to that. Yeah, when yeah, is yeah. that? Shout it out real quick.
Right now, right now. Yeah, so go over there right now.
Go there now. Yeah.
Where in Oceanside?
Where in Oceanside?
It's a veterans office of an Oceanside.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll catch you next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
Become a guest or sponsor of the show. Or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.